we have about 2 or 3 times as many submissions this year as we did last year, which is great. The goal had always kind of been to use script writing as a stepping stone to getting students involved in the whole filmmaking process. So this year at the gala, we're actually going to be showcasing 4 student films.
And that is that about double what it's been in the past, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, very good. And Rachel, I know you're directing one of the screenplay winners this year. An interesting title, Standing Rock 19,000, Mascots Zero, and the screenplay written by, and I hope I pronounce her name correctly, but Gabriela Inez Delisle Diaz. At least close, I hope. Tell me a little bit about this screenplay. What will audiences see if they take in this film during the gala on Saturday?
So this film is particularly relevant and sensitive to our community because it gets into the use of Native American mascots in high school, collegiate, and professional sports, and also, supporting contemporary Native rights and water rights and getting into Standing Rock and, just supporting Native American interests in today's world. So I think it's a controversial film, but it's definitely a wonderful opportunity to allow a young person to creatively express their feelings through film as a medium.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand there will be some special music as included in this film as well.
Yeah, early on in the production, I heard Jason Isbell's song White Man's World on NPR, and I thought, wow, that'd be a perfect song for this movie. So I wrote to his management company, 30 Tigers, and I asked his manager, Tracy Thomas, if it would be okay to use his song, and she passed the movie on to Jason, and they gave permission to use the music in the movie, and we were absolutely thrilled. I mean, Jason Isbell's phenomenal, so it was so generous of them to lend us his music.
Talk a little bit about just, I guess, the environment of the gala itself. It's kind of like Champaign Urbana's answer to the Oscars and the red carpet, and then just that kind of environment at the Virginia.
Yeah. It's this really fantastic thing. We have the photo backdrop and the red carpet, and so we have students wearing their nicest suits and ties or whatever they want to wear, and a lot of times they'll take these really big elaborate photos with their directors, and there are movie posters everywhere because we've been working with the Champaign-Urbana Design Organization again, and they created close to 50 posters to honor a lot of the student writers, and we'll have a table for props and DVDs, and it's a big party atmosphere, and everyone loves the opportunity to dress up.
And then we talked about the filmmaking portion of this and how it's kind of grown, and Rachel, as someone who's been into filmmaking yourself for a while now, have you been able to observe some of the students in the filmmaking process and kind of see how they're growing through that as well?
Absolutely. There are a lot of kids who have just been with the festival since its beginning, and they've grown so much as people and as artists, and it's phenomenal to see. I mean, even for the students who have only been there for a couple of years, the chance to see their work on the big screen and to sort of take mental notes about what they wanted to do next time and what they wanted to try, it's just been really inspiring to see these young people grow and develop as artists.